Hello, Main Menu listeners. My name is Earl Zwicker, and I'm going to be reviewing livejournal.com. That's www.livejournal.com. And I'll give the web address again at the end of the review. Before I begin this review, let me apologize. I think I'm starting to get a cold, so hopefully you'll bear with me while I review LiveJournal. This review won't be a long review, because livejournal.com is a very straightforward site, very easy to use, very accessible, and the help is very detailed and very easy to follow along with. But I thought that I would review LiveJournal and just tell you a few of the basic things about it, show you a little bit about how it works and what some of my favorite features on the site are. The reason I decided to do a review of LiveJournal is because there's been a lot of talk lately about RSS feeds, blogging, LiveJournal in general, and things of that nature. So I thought that now would be a perfect time to do a review of LiveJournal, since everybody's talking about this kind of thing. And I know recently Dave Williams did a review of Blogger.com, which I found very interesting, and I thought that LiveJournal.com would be another option for people out there, so I just thought that now would be a good time to review it and at least show you what the system is like and how it works and maybe whet your appetite a bit. Before I go onto the site and log into my own account, I'll tell you a bit about paid accounts versus free accounts. Basically, I have a free account, and that works fine for me. I've had it for about 8 or 9 months, roughly. With a paid account, you do have extra features, of course. You can embed your journal into your website, embed music into your journal. You can record your journal over the telephone. You can post your entries by email if you choose, and things of that nature. The prices are fairly reasonable. $25 US for 1 year, $15 for 6 months, $5 for 2 months. So the prices aren't too bad at all. Now, before I go on to the site, I should tell you one thing about creating an account on LiveJournal. It's fairly straightforward. They ask you the basic questions, such as a username, password, all that kind of thing. They do have the word verification, but they offer an audio link. So when you click on the audio link, you'll get onto another page, and then there'll be a play link. And then when you click on the play link, you'll hear the audio. You just enter it into the form and continue on with the account creation process. So it really is easy to do, and you shouldn't have any problems with that. Therefore, I won't be covering creating an account in this review. It'll save us time. We can just log into my account and look at the site and see how it works. So I'm going to go onto the site right now and log in, and then we'll take it from there.
Blend on mouse over link graphic brand to live.
Okay, so we're on the site now. We're on the main homepage. Basically, we can see site statistics. We can see the latest posts and all that kind of thing. But we're going to go to the login link. I'm going to bring up my links list here in JAWS because there's several links on this page. There's about 42, and it would just be a lot easier to go to the list of links and log in that way.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Friend. The live journal mascot goat. 1 of 40. Live late. Lived. Logged in. Navigate. Username.
So it wants my username, and my username is Rowdy American. RowdyAmerican.
Edit. Forms mode on. Password. Password edit.
And I'll type in my password now.
Login button. Forms mode off. Home visited link. 2 headings and 50 links. Log.
Okay, so as you heard, we're on a page right now that has 50 links.
Log in.
I want to show you the info link. Basically, what the info link does is it gives information about each individual user. So if you're on LiveJournal and you're searching for users, or you're on a friend's page and they link to a journal, and you see someone's name and you're not quite sure who the person is and you want to know more about them, the info link will give you basic information about that person, and they can decide what they want to publish on that page. You can have things like your interests, your name, your birth date, your MSN info if you choose, and your info link also lists your friends list. And I'll talk more about the friends list a little later on in the review, but for now, I'll just say that on the info page, you do have the option of listing your friends. So we'll go take a look at my info page briefly, and I'll show you what's on mine, even though mine hasn't been updated in a while. I really should go in there and update it at some point, but it'll give you an idea of what's there. It also gives the title of your journal.
Home visited Lynn. Info visited Lynn Craft. 0%. 2 headings and 118 links. Heading level 1 user info. Heading level 2 user information. Below is user and user.
Okay, I've stopped the speech right now because I'm going to go to the table. I'm going to hit T and go to the table because I know that the table is where the user info begins and we don't need to hear all the introductory stuff at the top of the page. I'm just going to show you a little bit about what the info page says. We won't read the whole thing.
Column 1, row 1, table with 3 columns and 11 rows, user, link route, the American 4,041,624, a place for my thoughts, read on, you never know what's next, name, route, the American, location, link Toronto, link Ontario, link Canada, birthdate, 1,974,0616, MSN username, route, the American, at hotmail.com, link interests, 4, link chatting, link computers, link gaming, link music, link remove some visit, left bracket.
Okay, and if I kept going down the page, it would have went into my friends list, and it would have told you who was on my friends list. And then, of course, you could have entered on one of those links, and you could have went to their info page, and so on and so forth. So basically, it tells you a little bit about me. That way you can decide if you want to read my journal, or, no, I'm not very interesting, so you don't want to bother with my journal. Basically, the info page will give you a little snapshot of each individual user, depending on what information they decide to have listed on their info page. I just think it's a neat way to find out a bit about the person before you actually go into their journal. One thing I should mention about searching, since we're on the info page now, is if you have a free account, you can search for users by username or by interest. Now, when you search by interest, you'll also get a listing of communities, because communities are based on interests. But I'll talk about communities a little bit more when we get to the friends page itself, because they're kind of intertwined, communities and friends and things like that. It's kind of under the same category. Well, not totally, but I think that that would be a more appropriate place to discuss it. So now I'm going to go to the update journal page and show you what that's all about. It's pretty straightforward, but I thought that we'd go over a bit of it and see what it's like, because there are a few things that I'd like to point out to you on that page.
Links list diet update. 98%. One heading and 57 links. Update journal update.
Alright, so the first two form fields on the update user page, on the update journal page, I should say, will give you the time in 24-hour format.
Edit 38.
And then the next one is the subject. That's pretty standard. That would be the subject of what you're going to talk about in this particular journal entry.
Entry, edit.
This is where you type your actual entry. So far it's pretty straightforward, like I said.
Security combo box, public, 1 of 3.
Now we're in the security box, and you've got 3 options here. You can make the entries public so anybody can read them. You can make them private so that only you can read them. Or you can make them friends only, which means only people on your friends list can read them. Now, that doesn't mean if someone adds you as a friend that they can read your entries. Only if you choose to add them as a friend will they be able to read your entry if you have it on friends only.
Text formatting combo box auto 1 of 2.
Text formatting is on auto. There's only auto or none. I've always left it on auto. I don't really see why you'd want to put it on none, but if you wanted to, you could do that here.
Music, edit.
This is where you would type in the name of the current music you were listening to. So if I was writing in my journal and I was listening to a track, I could type in the artist's name and the title of the song here, and in my journal entry it would say current music, and then it would list whatever I wrote in here.
Mood, combo box, 1 of 133.
Now in the mood box, they have 133 entries, as you just heard, so you should be able to find something in there that would match your mood. But if you can't, you can tab to the next field, and there's an empty edit box, and you can type in your own mood there if you want. Or, of course, you can leave it blank as well. The same as the music field, you can leave that blank if you choose to.
Edit. Entry is backdated. Checkbox not checked.
Entry is backdated. This is not checked. Basically, what this option does is if you were running an entry, say, on April 5th, but you wanted it to appear under a different date, you would check this box, and then you could decide what date you wanted the entry to appear under.
Comment settings, combo box, default, 1 of 3.
Now there's 2 combo boxes here. One says comment settings and the next one says screen comments. I always leave these entries on default. Basically, people can comment on your journal entries. And we'll take a brief look at how commenting works. But basically what happens is they can comment on your entries. you can comment on other people's entries and you can reply to comments, but I leave these options on default because you can change them on your edit info page. Back when we were on the info page, there was a link there to edit your info page, and you can also change your comment settings from that page as well. But when I'm typing in an entry, I normally just leave this combo box and the next one I'm going to show you, I just leave them on default so that anyone can comment on my journal and I don't have to worry about having any of the comments screened.
Screen comments, combo box, default, 1 of 5.
Like I said, this one I also leave on default.
Post to combo box, Rowdy American, 1 of 8.
Now it says post to Rowdy American, 1 of 8. That's because I belong to 7 communities. So if I wanted to, I can post to my own journal, which is Rowdy American, and that's the default, is your own journal when you post. But also, my communities are listed in this box. So if I wanted to post to one of my communities, I could write my entry and then go through my list of communities here and post it to the community right from my journal update page.
Update journal button.
And then, of course, we have the update journal button. And if we were to type an entry and hit that button, it would take us to a page and say, success, your journal has been updated successfully. But we're not going to write an entry right here because it's pretty straightforward. I'll show you briefly what the friends page is and how that works.
Links list dialog, friends. 2%. 187 links, my friends, link my.
I'm on my friends page now. Basically what the friends page is if you read particular journals on a regular basis and you want to keep track of them, you don't want to have to search for them each time you come on LiveJournal or enter their link every time you want to go onto the site. The friends page is like a buddy list on MSN or AOL, and basically it just keeps your friends all in one place. So on this page, I've got about 18 or 19 friends, and any entries that have been posted recently will show up on this page. So if I look at this page right now, I could see who's updated their journal recently, I can read their entries, I can comment on their entries, I can reply to comments that have been posted. Basically, how commenting works while we're on this page. I know I've briefly gone over commenting, but let's say I was to type a journal entry right now about guide dogs, for example. And I have recently. I posted one about my seeing eye dog retiring. People commented on that, saying they hope I'm doing well and things like that. And basically, other people can read those comments, and I can read the comments they posted to me, and I can reply to comments. So it's basically just a way for people to contact you and comment on your journal, and you can reply to them, and they can reply to you. And it's just a way to get to know one another. Now that we're on the friends page, I'll also tell you a bit about communities and how they work. Communities are really neat. As I was telling you before about interests when you do searches, communities are basically groups of people that have a common interest. For example, I'm in a community called Blind People, and we talk about blindness issues. I'm in one for guide dogs, where we talk about guide dog issues. So a community is basically a shared journal where everyone in that particular community can write journal entries, we can comment on each other's entries, we can reply to comments, and because we have the same interests, it's a way for us to get to know each other, and it's a way for us to share information. Now, it's kind of a unique feature, and what you can do with communities is you can have them on your friends page so that you can see when they're updated, just as you would a friend's journal. And I used to do that, but I found that having communities on my friends page wasn't working out too well, because a lot of times when I'd go to my friends page, there would be so many community entries, I'd have to go to previous pages to look at my friends' entries. So if you're in a lot of active communities, I don't recommend putting them on your friends page. I recommend going and looking at each community separately. That way you don't have your friends page cluttered up with community listings and things like that. But I do think the community feature is a neat feature. It's a great way to meet new people on LiveJournal and people that you have interests in common with. And then from there, you can read their journals. You could find their links, click on their journal, add them to your friends list, and read their private journals as well as whatever they write in the community journal as well. So it's just a way to meet new people. They're almost like email lists, except you do them right on the website here on LiveJournal. So there's a lot of neat features here, as you can see. But I saved the best for the last. At least in my opinion, I saved the best for the last. The best thing about LiveJournal, in my view, is RSS feeds. With RSS feeds becoming more and more popular, you'll really like LiveJournal. Because anyone that has a journal on LiveJournal, you can put in your RSS reader. They all have RSS feeds. And as long as you know their username, you can go into the help and find out the format of the RSS URL, and then you would just put it into your RSS reader, and then anytime their journal is updated, you can find out about it in your RSS reader. And I've been using this feature quite a bit, because I use it quite a bit for my friends and for my communities. It saves me a lot of time, because I don't have to come onto the website to see what's happening with my friends or my communities. I can just bring up my RSS reader, and because I've put all those feeds into it, I can quickly glance and see who's updated. I can look and see what new entries are in the communities, and it's really an efficient way to use LiveJournal. I used to come to the LiveJournal site constantly to look at my communities and see what was updated and who's posted and what I can reply to and things like that. But now I can do a lot of this using my RSS reader, and for me, that's made the site even more valuable. The way they've incorporated RSS into this site is great. I'm really happy with it. And also, with a free account, if I wanted to, they have RSS feeds that they syndicate on LiveJournal that you can add to your friends page. Now, I don't use that feature because I have my own RSS reader. But if you didn't have an RSS reader, it's a great way to view RSS feeds. And if you have a paid account, you can even add feeds that they don't currently have on their site. You can add your own RSS feeds that you find from another website onto your friends page if you have a paid account. If you have a free account only, though, they do have communities that you can join, and you can request that someone else add the particular RSS feed that you're looking for, and then once they've done that, you could add it to your friends page. So even if you don't have an RSS reader, there is a way to read some RSS feeds with LiveJournal. And that's pretty much it for LiveJournal and how it works. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact me at e.zwicker@simpatico.ca. That's e.zwicker@simpatico.ca. One more time, that's e.zwicker@simpatico.ca. I hope this brief overview of LiveJournal has whet your appetite, and maybe it'll even encourage you to check out the site and see what it's all about. Even if you've checked out other blogging sites, it's worth looking at. And I think you'll find it quite interesting, especially the whole aspect of communities and the way they've incorporated RSS feeds into their site. So take a look and try it out. For Main Menu, I'm Earl Zwicker.
Well, that about wraps it up for another Main Menu. Sincere thanks to you for listening and to all our contributors. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your technology show, and we would love to have you on the program. If you'd like to drop us a line, please do so. mainmenu@acbradio.org. And until next time, on behalf of all the team, this is Dave Williams, saying bye for now.